Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands every day because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands and at great savings too, like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles every day when you purchase by the pallet. And we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Vice President Joe Biden says he won't apologize following criticism from some of his Democratic rivals over recent comments on segregationist senators.
Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker are criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden for his recent remarks about his ability decades ago to work with segregationist Southern senators to, quote, get things done. Harris accused Biden of coddling segregationists, and Booker called on Biden to apologize, with Biden responding, apologize for what? Saying Booker should apologize.
He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
This weekend, more than 20 of the Democratic presidential candidates will be in South Carolina to make their case to black voters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
DNA evidence leading to the arrest of a 43-year-old murder case. 82-year-old Raymond Venny Weinhoven facing two counts of first-degree murder for the 1976 deaths of two people in northeast Wisconsin. 60 of the best college and global basketball players hoping to hear their names called during the NBA draft.
The New Orleans Pelicans will be the first team on the clock tonight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, and by most accounts, they have their mind made up to draft Duke freshman Zion Williamson with the first overall pick. Murray State's Ja Morant is anticipated to go second overall to the Memphis Grizzlies, and Duke forward R.J. Barrett to the New York Knicks with the third overall. The Pelicans also have the fourth overall pick acquired in a trade with the L.A. Lakers that sends Anthony Davis out west. The Grizzlies will also pick 23rd as a result of a trade with the Utah Jazz for Mike Conley. The NBA draft tips off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Roughly one in every six times someone is taken to an emergency room or checks into the hospital, the treatment is followed by a surprise medical bill. A report from the Kaiser Family Foundation today finds millions of people who believe they have good health insurance are often exposed to out-of-network charges that can run into the thousands. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Director for Nevada Policy. And thankfully, the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers. Which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins. We held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. As you know, and if you've been listening to the hourly or the bottom of the hour news, you know that the 2020 presidential election campaign is off and running. The president announced his candidacy this past Tuesday in Orlando. The Democrats will be showcasing their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th, 27th, next Wednesday and Thursday. And by the way, when I said debates, I meant plural. They've got 10 candidates going Wednesday night, another 10 going on Thursday night. So 1 week from tonight will be really the big night. That's where all the big guns are going to be. Because they got so many presidential wannabes that it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. So what we're doing, and I hope you'll mark down the date, live and local now, teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And I said parties, plural. And yes, we're going back to Rhythm Kitchen. Next Wednesday and Thursday, mark it down. Doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Admission is free. So, wait, no, admission is free. It's going to be just a fun time. The debate begins at 6. Get there early, see our special pregame show, and enjoy free hors d'oeuvres while they last. So make sure you wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas and sleepy Joe Biden, crazy Bernie. Do you remember the fun we had in 2015, 2016 with the debate watch parties for the Republicans? We're going to pick up where we left off. And the best part is admission is free. So go to nevadagop.org, click on calendar, and that'll take you to Eventbrite, and you can get your free tickets. They're free, absolutely free. And then we'll see you Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th, at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen. For those of you that don't know where Rhythm Kitchen is, it's on South Decatur, just off the 215. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. One of the things we're going to get to, by the way, in this half hour, and that is the whole notion of reparations. This idea that because of slavery, that somehow we owe something to the people of color today. Just a thought. Now, I happen to believe, and I could be way wrong on this, so you correct me if I'm wrong, but I honestly believe that Democrats are looking for yet another campaign issue that they can hang around the necks of Republicans. Oh, they're against reparations. They hate black people. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And in fact, I want to go back, and we're getting everybody screened. We'll get to calls coming up in just a couple minutes. I want you to hear from Jerry Nadler. This is Cut 4. Jerry Nadler, in case you don't know who Jerry Nadler is. Jerry Nadler is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. That is the committee that will handle any kind of reparation. So tell you what let's do. We're going to go to Cut 4 because that's Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And so here's Jerry Nadler yesterday at a House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing, Jerry Nadler yesterday talking about reparations. Okay. Tell you what. We'll get to Jerry Nadler in just a bit. But Jerry Nadler, this is Cut 4. For those of you keeping score at home, Jerry Nadler, who is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
This year we mark the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans arriving at the colony of Jamestown, Virginia. Today's hearing on H.R. 40 and the path to restorative justice gives us the opportunity to reflect on the shameful legacy of slavery and Jim Crow in this country and to examine how we can best move forward as a nation. For nearly three decades, the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee, John Conyers of Michigan, introduced H.R. 40, which would establish a commission to study reparations proposals for African Americans. Our colleague, the gentlewoman from Texas, Ms. Jackson Lee, has taken up sponsorship of this legislation, and I am pleased to be a co-sponsor, as I was a co-sponsor for many years when it was sponsored by Mr. Conyers. H.R. 40 is intended to begin a national conversation about how to confront the brutal mistreatment of African Americans during chattel slavery, Jim Crow segregation, and the enduring structural racism that remains endemic to our society today. Even long after slavery was abolished, segregation and subjugation of African Americans was a defining part of this nation's policies that shaped its values and its institutions. Today, we live with racial disparities in access to education, healthcare, housing, insurance, employment, and other social goods that are directly attributable to the damaging legacy of slavery and government-sponsored racial discrimination in the century following slavery's end. It is important to recognize that H.R. 40 makes no conclusion about how to properly atone for and make recompense for the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow and their lingering consequences. Instead, it sets forth a process by which a diverse group of experts and stakeholders can study the complex issues involved and make recommendations to us. Most serious reparations models that have been proposed to date have focused on restorative community-based programs of employment, healthcare, housing, and education initiatives, righting wrongs that cannot be fixed with checks alone. This moment of national reckoning comes at a time when our nation must find constructive ways to confront a rising tide of racial and ethnic division. In April, this committee held a hearing on hate crimes and the rise of white nationalism in order to begin framing a federal response. Hate crimes, white supremacy, the legacy of slavery, the legacy of Jim Crow, all hold back our country's longstanding efforts to carry out what the preamble to our Constitution says it is designed to do, to form a more perfect union. Reparations in the context of H.R. 40 are ultimately about respect and reconciliation and the hope that one day all Americans can walk together toward a more just future. I hope that the commission established by H.R. 40 can help us better comprehend our own history and bring us closer to racial understanding and advancement and justice.
Wow. Democrats want to put Republicans on record. They want to vote on this reparation thing. And, you know, again, this is not a vote for reparation. It's a vote to establish a commission to look at reparation. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to bring up the Black Cash Ledger, otherwise known as the Dossier 2.0, which was used to frame Paul Manafort. That had just come out in the last couple of days. And that ledger was a cash ledger that they put our State Department, working with the Ukrainians, made a fraudulent thing. It was called the Black Cash Ledger. And it was found out that Paul Manafort never did that. All his money that was given to him supposedly through the Ukrainians came through a wire transfer through Cyprus, Greece. So when they used this thing to go after Paul Manafort, it was just like the fake dossier that Christopher Steele used. And it was never verified. And we even had the Ukrainian government calling our State Department here saying, you guys are doing a bogus thing on Paul Manafort. So that's just one thing that's coming out right now. He's going to be released, and that guy's going to sue the living hell out of Democrats.
And I hope, can I tell you, Brady, I hope he wins a $20 million lawsuit, a $50 million lawsuit. Because what they've done to Paul Manafort is criminal. It really, honestly, it's the
Absolutely.
System.
And another two people that need to have reparations for them is General Flynn and Julian Assange, the people that speak the truth. The problem with all these people that are going and saying what's really happening with the government and exposing them, the Democrats cannot handle the truth.
Isn't that the truth? Clinical Carl, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
Father's Day.
I did. Good. What's up, man?
Okay. This is slightly off. My word for the day is hypocrisy. You've heard of Dr. Sebastian Gorka, I hope.
Yes, I have.
Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, he used to be one of Trump's associates for a while and appears on Fox News regularly. He said yesterday on a network TV that the Democrats are anti-Semitic. Now, when I say hypocrisy, here's a man who is a Nazi. He's wanted an arrest warrant in Hungary, his country, for numerous crimes. His father was the head of the Nazi party in Hungary, and he wears a pin that his father gave him promoting the Nazi party that he was a member of. And here's a man calling the Democrats anti-Semitic. I mean, and first of all, Dr. Watt, nobody's ever been found out what it is. You know, it's like, I don't know what kind of doctor he is, but I don't know. That, to me, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I don't know a lot about him, honestly. His background is all I know is that he's plugged into Trump and that he's a pretty smart dude. Pretty smart dude. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More to come as we continue. It is Live and Local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
My friends. You know, breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Booyah!
It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, Visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Let's go to Staz. Staz, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to talk a little bit, chime in on reparations. You know, slavery was a worldwide thing way back when. And if you wanted to really do reparations, you'd have to go find out who started it. I don't think you'd find anybody left. The United States of America is a country that ended slavery. There are no victims. There are only victors. Shouldn't be any reparations. We shall celebrate. 4th of July is coming up. That liberty and freedom was given to all Americans by Americans. So why are we talking about reparations? We're victors. There are no victims. And this stuff that Nadler says about racial tension in America, I mean, come on, we're on the street. I go to Smith's every day, half white, half brown. Everybody seems to get along just fine and dandy. So congratulations, everyone. You're all victors. No reparations.
Okay, can I ask a question, though? Because when a part of the statement I did not bring you was Sheila Jackson Lee, who said, you know, if you look at education, if you look at unemployment, that black unemployment is twice that of white unemployment, and trying to draw a connection. Do you buy that? Do you accept that there are inequalities that have befallen the African-American community?
Well, not just the African-American community, every community. I don't know your nationalities, but I'm guessing you were Irish and you were abused. I'm Italian and we were abused. And, you know, as Americans, we always want to keep getting better. We're not there. We're the greatest country in the world, but we're not perfect. But we tend to have or at least the Democrats have a tendency to want to create victims and how horrible everything is, and all they're doing is enabling people. We have to continue to come together and make it better for everybody, and that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but Lord, we've come a long way, so let's celebrate. We're all victims.
I like that. The glass is half full. I like that. Nah, I really do. I think that makes a lot of sense. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations. Check them out right now, would you please, at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Back to your phone calls we go. In fact, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
The year was 1970, and the one and only Paul Harvey was on one of the great talk show hosts, Dick Cavett's show. And how they got on it, but what really stuck out to me was when he brought up the fact that, and he, you know, he was talking about what he was seeing in the year 70, you know, the hippie revolt and everything. He was talking about how most every great nation doesn't get beat, it commits suicide. reparations, this biological warfare of invasion of illegal aliens through the demon rat party, mind you. The oldest way to win is to divide and conquer, and the demon rats keep the mantra of class warfare, race warfare, and a couple other of them I can't think of. Paul Harvey was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
And to watch us step on ourselves like this, it's heartbreaking. And the last thing, Kevin, these demon rats are for the New World Order. If they can't assassinate our president, they definitely want to get us in World War III and make it look like Trump started it. These are evil, sick people, these demon rats, Kevin. Thank you.
Isn't that the truth? No, you're right. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to take the program any direction you want. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to let you hear some of the highlights from last night's interview. Sean Hannity interviewing the President of the United States. It was an extended interview. It had to go more than 20, 25 minutes. I kept expecting them to wrap it up. And there was more stuff to talk about. I just love that. We'll get to your calls coming up. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. And by the way, one of the things we're going to do in our next hour, let you hear about the debate in the House Judiciary Committee on reparations. It's interesting. Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, we'll let you hear her perspective as a black woman growing up in Texas. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks are higher in afternoon trading after the Fed signaled yesterday that it would cut interest rates if necessary to keep the economy afloat. And shares of grocery outlet debuting on Wall Street today with a big rally, with its stock trading about 37% above the initial public offering price of $22. The discount grocer was founded back in 1946 in San Francisco to sell surplus military supplies for cheap. And now since then, the company has evolved into a place for bargain hunters looking for household brand names for low prices. And shares of Slack Technologies, creator of a popular workplace messaging service platform, popping in its public debut today on Wall Street via an unconditional route. The business communications company began trading on the New York Stock Exchange following its direct listing, which means it was able to go public without raising additional funds. Slack shares opened at $38.50, above the reference price of $26, before heading slightly higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says we'll soon find out if there will be a military strike in response to Iran's military shooting down a U.S. Navy surveillance drone. He says he's not sure it was intentional on behalf of the Iranian regime.
I have a feeling I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
An Iranian Revolutionary Guard military commander says the shooting was meant as a clear message to the United States. The Supreme Court rules 7-2 that a World War I memorial in the shape of a cross may remain on public land in Maryland.
The High Court rejected a challenge from the American Humanist Association, which argued the monument violated separatism.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. Tomorrow on the show, we are endeavoring to get Tom Fitton on, the president of Judicial Watch. We're going to confirm him probably in the next hour or so, but we're hoping to have him on tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we're going to preview next week's Democrat debates. We're going to go through the field. And we're going to find out who is going to be the first Democrat to play the age card. We know that somebody, they've already played the race card on him. But who is it that's going to play the age card on Joe Biden? That's tomorrow on the program. Robert, you're next and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything you're doing. Mr. Root always says exactly the same thing. We need a voter ID, and I signed up from a computer tech that the DMV could print them up really fast. Just go to the DMV and just give it to them for free. But everybody needs a voter ID with a picture, information. Mexico has a fingerprint, picture, a barcode, and all this data. We need a voter ID. We need to petition the governor and start now and raise hell and get that done. And the other thing is, right now, we could audit the actual registration, but Barbara won't let us do it. Kansas, you can. In other words, can we see the A through Z Republicans, A through Z Democrats, and then sift out the junk? She won't even let us look at it, so we need to file some kind of motion with the Republican Party to do that, because other states, you can. In other words, what they've done is they've already stacked the decks against us with a bunch of fraudulent names, even people that don't even exist. So we need to do that. So who's the top guy in the Republican Party that could go talk to Barbara and say, Mr. Tagaski, can we look at the data now, way in advance of the election, to make sure we have 60,000 Jose Martinez's?
Well, one of the problems is that in every state it's different, and one of the reasons for that is that there is no national voter ID. This needs to be a national thing, not a local or a state thing. Otherwise, you'd end up with 50 different versions of a voter ID card. What we really need is we need a federal voter ID. This is how you vote. This is similar to what the state does with your driver's license. That's what it ought to be. Let's go to Marie. Marie, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I agree with you about the federal voter ID, and President Trump should just make an executive order for that. I just wanted to state something about the caller that you had recently. He said something about Sebastian Gorka being a Nazi or his father and that pin. All that is just nonsense. It's just a bunch of lies that they've been spreading on the Internet, and it's not true.
Well, I don't pretend to know all that much about Sebastian Gorka other than he is a Trump guy, and that's kind of good enough for me.
I understand.
What do you know about him? Do you know anything more than that about him?
I've just been watching him on Fox News. I listened to his radio show, and I've heard him, speak against that slander against him, saying that it's not true and it's outrageous that people would say that his father escaped, Hungary or whatever. So maybe you should have him on your show.
Can I tell you, we will try and do that. That's a great idea. I want to bring you the Joe Biden. This is bizarre. In fact, let's go to cut one. This was Joe Biden having to defend his stance on segregationists during his time in Congress, that he was palsy-wowsy with people who were segregationists, in particular James Eastland and Herman Talmadge. Both were Democrats, but they were also segregationists. Yesterday on the campaign trail, they caught up with Joe Biden. This is what he had to say.
Here's the deal. What I was talking about, I could not have disagreed with Jim Eastland more. And he was a segregationist. I ran for the United States Senate because I disagreed with the views of the segregationists. There were many of them in the Senate at the time. As I led the Judiciary Committee, I was able to pass what I was talking about was the Voting Rights Act. I was able to pass the Voting Rights Act while, when I was a young senator, when he was still the chairman, we voted against him and beat him in the Voting Rights Act. Secondly, when I was chairman of the committee, I extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years, not 5 years. In addition to that, I made it very clear by the last time as I was on that committee, I was chairman of foreign relations, but I was a lead Democrat. We extended another 25 years, and we got 98 out of 98 votes for it. The point I'm making is you don't have to agree. You don't have to like the people in terms of their views, but you just simply make the case and you beat them. You beat them without changing the system.
How does it feel that your Democratic rivals are implicitly saying that you have issues talking about race?
They know better.
Are you going to apologize like Cory Booker has called for?
Apologize for what?
Cory Booker's called for it. He's asking you to
apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
Period, period, period. I love that. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I'd like to speak about your guests that you have on every week, your weekly contributors. They're all good. But the one that really sticks in my mind and the one that always seems to hit her mark is Megan Barth.
Yes.
She is excellent. I mean, I could see her being a Fox contributor on on Hannity's show or Laura Ingraham's show. I mean, I'm surprised that she's not on television.
Well, I've always said, and again, I take great pride, I guess, in at least having a hand in launching her radio career, because We began with her, gosh, 2-3 years ago, and she's been amazing. I have always told her, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school, that she has a face made for TV. Unlike a lot of us in radio, people like me who have a face made for radio, she has a face made for TV, and she's, I would guesstimate that somebody smart like Hannity or somebody like that will make her the next Ann Coulter. I really believe that.
Yeah, she would be excellent because she really shoots straight from the hip and she is spot on with her comments. I mean, like I said, I'm very, very impressed by her. The next time you have her on, tell her that she has fans out there.
I will do that for sure. No, I really honestly will. Go to Scott. Scott, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I didn't get to talk too much yesterday. Okay. I want paper ballots this coming 2020. I don't want any hanging chads and no pencils. I want all paper ballots filled out with a pen. I don't trust the Democrats. I don't trust them. Now, reparations. Let's go back to the Native Americans. Shouldn't they get reparations, too? I mean, it was the Democrats who wanted to wipe every Native American off the face of the earth. And then how about the Japanese Americans? Under FDR, he sent all Japanese Americans into internment camps.
Yep.
Shouldn't they get reparations, too? And what about us Republicans?
Ooh.
Hello?
Yeah.
What about us Republicans? Yes. Give the slaves, the families of slaves, reparations. We Republicans should get reparations, too. Come on, George Soros. Open up your checkbook and the rest of you Democrats.
And by the way, and by the way, who was it that fought slavery? It was the Republicans.
Republicans, that's right. So why can't we get reparations?
I love that idea. Can you imagine getting a check from the federal government? You get a check, and you get a check, and you get a check. Imagine that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take 2 nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste. Selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Back to your phone calls we go. In fact, let's go to Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin, is there a Trump club or committee or group of pro-Trump people that you know that you can send me to or announce?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go last night. They had a MAGA meetup. That's Megan Barth's group. And they had like 200 reservations.
Give me a contact number or something. How do you get a hold of the group? What's the name?
Just go to ReaganBabe.com.
And that's local.
And that's local.
All right. Yeah, no, because I tried the Republican Party. And Kevin, I just can't. I know Mr. McDonald is your friend and buddy and everything, but I call that number twice. I think you got a real problem. I think Republican Party has a problem. When I call a number for 2 minutes and it rings, nobody answers, and I call back, you got a problem. And I still sense something's wrong with the Republican Party. They should have been addressing the election process. We talked about this 6 months ago. They should have been talking about everything there is to do with how you sign up and register to vote, because that's where this is going to be a hell of an intersection we're headed for. And in my opinion, they're going to try to massage the vote, and nobody else is opening up that voting book to look at how the hell this is done.
Hey Bob, do me a favor. If you get a chance, either next Wednesday or Thursday, come out to the Democrat debate watch party. State party officials will be there. Local party officials will be there. County officials will be there. A whole bunch of folks are going to be there watching the Democrats make a fool of themselves. And it's free, so there's no charge, no nothing. Free hors d'oeuvres as long as they last, that kind of thing. But come on out. And no. And you can engage party officials up close and personal, which I think is good.
Well, I'd like that opportunity, but I'd like to see the format where we can do it in a public arena. You know, like you got 30 seconds, and then you got to sit down, wait 5 minutes, and you've got a counterpoint 30 seconds, something like that, where you can sweep the crowd and still get it personal. Because many of the messages we try to communicate, when you do it in an isolated moment, it doesn't benefit anybody, and they patronize you, and they glad hand you instead of actually making a point. Not only that, but other people can stand up in a crowd and go, look, dude, I think you're way off the mark here. So, but anyway, I will do that anyway, Kevin. And by the way, Kevin, if you ever go to Ichabod's, I'm close by. I'd like to go down there and shake a hand. So
no, in fact, let's do that. Let's do that. You can reach out to me.
Well, I mean, if you ever go down there sometime,
I'll let you know.
Let us all meet. Tell us all okay. We'd like to come down, and I like you, and I like your format.
Okay.
And it'd be nice just to shake a hand and say thank you for what you're doing. And so,
I love that.
I'll get off. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for the call, though. I appreciate it. And we had to do that. We had to do a meetup, like an afternoon meetup at Ichabod some afternoon. Just go down there and just have some fun. Yeah. I mean, it's a great place. You want to join us, here's how you do it. It's simple, and it's free, by the way. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. In fact, let's do this. Is that Cassius? Yeah, let's go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Wall. First of all, I want to address the ignoramus clinician, Carl. It's just complete. Yeah, you know, these fabrications and character assassination about Dr. Gorka. His credentials are completely credible. The award that he has is the Order of Vitej. It's from Hungary. It was given to his dad because his dad fought against the communists in Hungary and attempted to try to free the Hungarian people. And he inherited the decoration. It has nothing to do with Nazism. His father was not a member of any Nazi party. It's just a malarkey. It's complete just viciousness. And I know where Carl gets his information. So he needs to, if this is any indication of how he practiced his profession, I wouldn't have wanted to recommend him or have anybody his patient. It's just amazing. And I'll tell you something about reparations. The Japanese that were relocated were compensated not once but twice for the federal government, unjustifiably in my mind. The American Indian, the indigenous peoples, have been compensated over and over and over again, as have, and let me just point this out, when it comes to victims of the Nazi regime, the direct people that were harmed, the people that survived these camps, were compensated by Germany. The Japanese who are relocated, the direct people that were involved in that relocation were compensated. Now, when it comes to slaves, there isn't a slave alive today that was alive during the 77 years that slavery existed in the United States, 1788 to 1865. That's when the United States officially had slavery, 77 years. Nobody's alive from that time period. And when it comes to compensation, when it comes to set-asides and affirmative action, and the billions and billions of dollars from our treasury and from the people that work in this country, both black and white, that have gone to the non-workers and the non-producers in the black community in the form of compensation over the last 100 years is enough.
A lot of people believe as you do. I will tell you, there are people that believe that because our government, the American government, was a part of this, that somehow the government owes people something. This commission that they're talking about will look into just what that is. Now Sheila Jackson Lee, this is cut three, is a congresswoman from Texas, from Houston, and makes the case, or tries to make the case, for reparations.
Black people in America are the descendants of Africans kidnapped and transported to the United States with the explicit complicity of the U.S. government and every arm of the United States lawmaking and law enforcement infrastructure. The dehumanizing and atrocities of slavery were not isolated occurrences, but mandated by federal laws that were codified and enshrined in the Constitution. The role of the federal government in supporting the institution of slavery and subsequent discrimination directed against blacks is an injustice that must be formally acknowledged and addressed. I am not here in anger or anguish. I am not in any way seeking to encourage hostilities. There are diverse opinions in this room, and I understand it, appreciate it, respect it, admire it, and love it. Product of my history. I am clearly a child that has walked this path. No, I did not pick cotton. But I will say that those who picked cotton created the very basic wealth of this nation. For cotton was king. There was no other product. And so I ask my fellow colleagues, that this is simply a constructive discussion that will lead to the practical responses.
The practical responses. Does that mean cut a check? Is that really what they're talking about? And again, it's H.R. 40. If you're following at home and you want to follow this this measure, they had a hearing on it yesterday in the House Judiciary Subcommittee, and they're still talking about it. But the big thing is they want to form a commission to say, what should we do? Should we just cut a check to every African-American? I don't think that'll fly. Should we give special privileges to people of color? And I mean not just lack of discrimination, but I mean actual extra benefits. I mean, think about that for a minute. By the way, tomorrow, we are very close to nailing down. I don't think we have yet officially. But Tom Fitton, a guy we've been trying to get on, he's the president of Judicial Watch. And we'll talk to him about what we can expect from Judicial Watch and the investigation of the investigators. There's a whole bunch of that stuff going on right now. How we got the Mueller Commission, transparency in government. And by the way, people's lives are being ruined. I mean, it's getting really bad out there when you think about it. That's going to just about do it for today. We will tee it up again tomorrow, same time, same place. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!